Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 7th, 2018. In today's news, KONE has won orders for more than 500 units in China. The American Society of Mechanical Engineers has approved a communication system protocol. Massimo Bezzi has been named head of IFESME. A project in Plymouth, United Kingdom, will combine student housing with office space in a hotel. And the elevator industry mourns the passing of Alfred C. Parker.
KONE Corporation has won orders for more than 500 vertical transportation units on three metro lines in China, the company announced on June 5th. An order for Changsha Metro Line 5 includes 105 Transit Master escalators, 26 monospace elevators, and 5 mini-space elevators. Another order at Line 2 of the Ximen Metro connecting Ximen Island with the Haikang District includes 199 heavy-load Transit Master 140 escalators. The third order for Line 3 of the Nanning Metro calls for 150 Transit Master 140 escalators and 28 monospace elevators. The traffic handling capacities for equipment at each of the sites is estimated at some 7,000 people per hour. All three of the new metro lines are due to begin trial operations in 2019.
In its NEI Insider newsletter, the National Elevator Industry, Inc. reported on the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, or ASME, elevator code meetings, which took place on May 14th through 17th in Palm Springs, California. The ASME A17 Standards Committee and several others met to continue work on the next editions of the model codes for elevators, escalators, and other conveyances, which will be published next year. NEI pointed out the significant action of approval of a proposal to update the requirements for the communication system for elevator cars. This is the method used to alert authorized personnel that someone is trapped in an elevator. The approved changes provide technical criteria for a general requirement in the 2018 edition of the International Building Code, provide a consistent set of criteria for manufacturers and inspectors to follow, and make the system more accessible for the deaf, hard of hearing, and speech impaired.
The European Federation for Elevator Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, or IFESME, has appointed a new board of directors. Massimo Bezzi was unanimously appointed president. Bezzi has been involved in the Federation since its establishment and served as its vice president since 2008. IFESME added he, quote, is deeply involved at the national, European, and international levels, being a board member of ANACAM, the Italian Elevator Association, and Elevator World Incorporated, end quote. Former President Marcel Boutillier has been appointed vice president, and Luciano Faletto has been reconfirmed as secretary general. IFESME extended its thanks to Ralph Kanzler for the support given during his vice presidency.
Construction Inquirer reports that the Plymouth United Kingdom City Council has given planning approval to One Drake Circus, a 20-story mixed-use project. The building will provide a 554-bed student accommodation, offices, ground floor shops, and a 105-room hotel, and will require demolition of the Money Center building. The proposed building will be one floor lower than the city's tallest student block, Beckley Point, which was built a few years ago and is located nearby.
Alfred Carlisle Parker, a retired executive of Dover Elevator, passed away on May 31st at his residence in Memphis, Tennessee. He was 96. Parker was born in Clinton, North Carolina, and attended North Carolina State University before transferring to the Apprentice School in Newport News, Virginia. He joined the U.S. Navy and was stationed at Newport News when he met Josephine Taylor Smith. The couple were wed on May 9, 1944. After the end of World War II, they moved to Greensboro, North Carolina, where Parker went to work for Monarch Elevator Company. He transitioned to Dover Elevator when that company bought out Monarch in the 1960s, and in 1981 moved to the Memphis area to take the position of Vice President and General Manager. He retired on January 1, 1987. He was preceded in death by his wife, parents, two sisters, and a brother. Survivors include his daughter, Ann Justice of Memphis, two grandsons, Will Justice of Memphis and Zach Justice of Germantown, Tennessee, two great-grandsons, Carlisle and Parker Justice of Memphis, one great-granddaughter, Josephine Ann Justice of Germantown, two sisters, Joyce Crumpler and Judith Powell, both of Clinton, and a brother, Jimmy Parker of Springfield, Virginia. A graveside service and burial will be at 11 a.m. on June 8th at Westminster Gardens Cemetery, 3601 Whitehurst Road, Greensboro, North Carolina. The family requests memorial donations be made to Cure Alzheimer's Fund, 34 Washington Street, Suite 200, Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts, 02481. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.